Paula Cleopatra Malkasa.
Where are we up to?
Four lines from the bottom on Sadakum and Bays.
Thank you.
Oh no.
Cleopatra, the queen, asked Esther Meir. She had the opportunity. She was given the opportunity to ask her mayor profound things, profound shilas, and this is what was on her mind. This is the one thing that she asked him. This is what was bothering her.
What do you mean she had?
She had the opportunity. She met with her mayor. She had an encounter with him. And this is what she asked him. I'm sure it wasn't an everyday occurrence. Zeh ma shenichnas la barosh.
Because you hate me?
Amr, Yadana, I know. Dechaya shikri. That the dead people are going to come back to life. She knows. That she knows. So, you know, we're progressing because the previous Gemara was dealing with psukim, with sources in the Torah that Tchias HaMesim will be. Cleopatra's starting out by saying, I know this is going to be. You know, we don't have to go there. I know that. Tchsiv, how does she know? Because it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Cleopatra says, I know, we're mayor. It's a pasuk in Tehillim.
Where are we? Tzadik what?
Tzadik Amud Beis on the bottom. Vayitzitzu Meir, they're going to sprout out of the city. Case of Aretz, like the grass of the ground. So Rashi explains, they see to me they're going to sprout out of the city. That refers to Klal Yisrael and Yushalayim. The Bnei Yisrael are going to sprout out of the ground of Yushalayim, and they're going to come back to life. The Gemara Ksuba says that all tzaddikim that come back to life in the time of Tchias HaMesim are going to pop out of Yerushalayim. If somebody was buried in Yerushalayim, then they just have to pop up, sit up. If someone was buried out of Yerushalayim, so the Gemara and Ksuba says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make underground tunnels, Mechil, like tunnels. And the bodies are going to travel from wherever they're buried through the tunnels, and they're going to pop out, and they're going to come out in Yerushalayim.
Is it a painful process?
It's not comfortable. That is why many people opt to be buried in Eretz Yisrael.
Maybe it's not comfortable. Just Hashem just bring them there. Why can't they just pop up in Yerushalayim? Why do they have to go through these tunnels?
If you remind me at the end of the year, we could talk about that. Because it's not directly related to Cleopatra. So we teach me because of ours. So she knows that they're going to be Tchias HaMesim because it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Cleopatra knows Tehillim. I mean, everybody knows Tehillim. Elokshein Aymdim, but when they get up, Aymdim Arum, and they get up without their clothes, I believe Vushein, or with their clothing, Aymdim. This is what she was, you know, had to ask her mayor. Of all the things, this is what, well, after the time of Tchias HaMesim.
What was the actual question?
In the time of Tchias HaMesim, will they have clothes? They won't have clothes. Amalah, and the mayor answered her. It was a serious Gemara. It was a serious Shiloh, it's right. Amalah, he told her, Kal v'chaimer mechita. I'm going to bring you a Kal v'chaimer from wheat. Machita, a wheat kernel. Shenikbara aruma. When you plant a wheat kernel, you plant it naked. That means it's a naked kernel. There's nothing around it. It's just a kernel and that's it. You know, there's no husk around it, there's no sheaves. It's not. Take the naked kernel and you plant it. Yaitza bekamalavushin. And everyone knows the wheat stalks have layers upon layers upon layers. Till you get to the kernel, you have to go through a lot of chaff. Chaff.
What happens?
When you plant the naked wheat kernel and it grows out in the form of a wheat stalk, there's many layers until you get to the kernel. It generates many layers. So you see that the teva ha'ilam, the nature of the world, is when you plant something in the ground, even when you plant it, it's naked, but the ground causes it to have layers. There's something about the ground that causes it to generate layers. Tzadikim shenikbarim b'luvushayim, tzadikim, they're buried with the levush. They don't bury tzadikim without a levush. They're buried with the levush. Halacha is kama v'kama, so much more so that when they come out of the ground, they're going to have a levush. The Gemara's a site. We'll get back to it. The Gemara's a site. Amalei Kesar Rabbi Gamliel. Caesar. So until we were talking about Cleopatra, who was a queen, now the Caesar himself. The Rabbi Gamliel. Amisa, you say the Sheikh Bichai. You say that dead people come alive. So you see the difference between Cleopatra, the queen, and the Caesar. Cleopatra says, I know that they come to life. I just want to know what form it's going to take. And Caesar, when he asked it, so he asked, you say that they come back to life. He said, I don't understand it. So the Caesar is not convinced that it's going to be, but he's doing research. He's not mocking. Yeah, we had the Apicarson before. They're saying it can't be. Because you can't be an Apicarius and at the same time believe it's Gaius Mason. It can't be. Cleopatra believes in it, and the Caesar is researching. Okay? Amisa, you say, Shikrichai, that dead people come back alive. It's also interesting, you'll notice that the order is different by Cleopatra. She said Chaya Shikvi, and Caesar said Shikvi Chaya. I'm not sure why it is like this, but I'd like to offer an explanation. That she puts Chaya before Shikvi because she understood that people don't ever die. They don't really die. They're in a state of slumber resembling living.
Right. But Egyptians also believe in the afterlife.
What?
Egyptians also believe in the afterlife.
No, thanks.
No. No.
The whole thing with
they don't believe that they're going to come back in Talmud Hazar.
Well, we're not either going to come back in Talmud
Hazar. Yes, we do. Yes, we are. No. Olam Haba starts from Olam Hazar.
So when you die, let's say somebody who died 10 years ago, where is he now? He's not in Olam Haba now?
He's in a place called Olam HaNeshamos, not Olam Haba. And you know, the case says the word dead people come back to life. So Cleopatra said, I know that there's life to the dead people. And the case said, you say that the dead come back to life. It's such a difference in attitude and perspective. She looked at them as live people that are in a temporary state of death. And the Caesar, who was doing his research, said they're dead, but somehow they're going to come back to life. I don't know if this is true. I think it's a good diuk.
This is your pshat?
This is the pshat that I hope that God granted me to share with you. I do not own any pshat. The minute I tell you a pshat that's mine, throw in the garbage. Hahavi Afro. Don't they become dust? Take a dead guy, you put him in the ground, you open up the grave sometime later, and you see, dust. That's the nature of the world. Everything reverts to dust. Dust, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. My father had many mansions. Dust. Kiyafar Ata, the Torah says, you are dust. Well, off a touch, you're going to go back to dust. But after Mikachaya, dust doesn't live. So this is a Shtaka Kasha. Rabbi Gamliel, he asked Rabbi Gamliel. This is a Shtaka Kasha. Dust doesn't live. There's a depth over here also. Amalei Barte, the daughter of Caesar, said, she was there. The daughter of Caesar said, Shafke, she said to Rabbi Gamliel, leave my father. Anamadarnale, I, the daughter of the Caesar, I'm going to answer it. She told Rabbi Gamliel, you don't have to answer this. I can answer this. Shnei, this is a very, very difficult Gemara. Even the Pashup Shad is difficult. Shnei Yetzim Yesh B'Yireinu. There are two. Yetzim is like a creator. We're going to see the glass makers.
Shnei Yetzim is potters.
What?
Potter.
No. Two glass makers. Potters? Okay, potters. Two potters. There's two Yetzim, there's two creators, pot makers, okay? We'll call it even. Two pot makers. Yeshbi ran in the Arna city. Echad Yeshim and Amayim. One is able to make pots from water. Echad Yeshim and Atit. And one makes pot from clay. Mamish. Eze mehem mishabach. So she asked her father, which one of them deserves more praise? Like, what's more of a kunz? You know what the word kunz means? What's more of a kunz? Kunz is a trick. No, it's a, it takes more skill. What takes more skill? Amalei. So Caesar answered his daughter, Zeshiyetzim in a mime, the one that creates things from water. You can't create things from water. Amalei. So the daughter said to the Caesar, Minamayim Tsar, if God could create people from liquid, people are created from liquid.
Who's saying what?
Caesar's daughter is telling Caesar the meaning of her muscle. She was saying a muscle.
We're created from liquid?
When does God create from liquid?
No,
from a drop of sperm? Liquid? People are created from a drop of sperm.
It's in a pasuk, no?
That people are created from a drop. Yeah, sure. Well, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Archi Rivi Zerisa. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Minamayim Tzor, if God could fashion people and create people from liquid of water, Minatit Lekoljigan, certainly God could take the dust of a dead body, which is clay. Dust and clay are going to be synonymous over here. And God could recreate a person. So she's making a kalva chaima. But she's telling her father that he has no concept. He has no concept of what it is, of what wonders lie therein in creation of a human being in the first place. Like that, he takes for granted that he can be created. And Tchias HaMeisim, what's bothering him? If God could create a person. So Kava Kramer, you could take a person who was created and bring him back to life. It's a stock of time now.
Okay.
Yes. The very Rabbi Shmuel Tana, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they learned, Kava Kramer Mikleis Kuchas. Also Kava Kramer. This is our third Kava Kramer that we're having. I mean, this is also not an accident. The fact that Tchias HaMeisim is learned out from one of the Yudim Amidos Shatar and Midrashes. So I mean, it's in the Torah, but it's hidden. You know, when Hashem gave us the 13 meters to Darshana, you know, Kabbalah Chomer and Zeru Shaber and Binyan Av, all the 13 meters, why didn't Hashem just tell us what he wants? We're losing things out from a Kabbalah Chomer. Why didn't Hashem just tell us what he wants? The Torah says because Hashem, there's certain things Hashem wanted us to bring out. And that's what he does. He gave us the Psukim to start with. And then he gave us a midah called a Kalva Chomer, and we combined the two. We have a pasuk that says one thing, and the Kalva Chomer allows us to go further with it, so it has the power of a deraisa. But we brought it out, so you see the Tchias HaMeisim. This, you know, you just see the frequency of the mahalach. The Gemara is laying down a path in front of us that the raya is for Tchias HaMeisim, but two Kalva Chomers. Because we have to bring it out.
What? So that shows that we're alive?
Right, because Tchias HaMeisim is within us.
Right.
If Hashem would just write in the Torah that Tchias HaMeisim is going to come back, so whether there are people or not, it says in the Torah people are going to come back. But if Hashem puts it in the Torah, and the only way to bring it out of the Torah is for there to be people to believe in the Torah. You have to believe it's there in order to bring it out. And then the people are the ones who bring it out. So that means that the Torah of Tchias HaMeisim is inside of people. And if you take that one step further, that's what brings them alive. Someone that has inside of him the Torah of Tchias HaMeisim, so he never dies. It's just an observation. Again, I didn't see this any safer. I think it's obvious. So the very small Torah, Kalva Chomer Kleis Chukos. You bring a Kalva Chomer from glassware. Makleis Kukis Shamelon Beruach Basavadam. How do you work them? I mean, Amal is like toil, but how do you fashion them?
Fashion what?
Glassware.
Yeah, to store my glass.
Beruach Basavadam. Has any of you ever been to a glassware factory?
I saw some of you do.
They take sand.
It's in Corning.
They take sand, and then they heat it up to hundreds of degrees, and it melts. It becomes molten. That will not become anything. No form, won't do anything.
And they blow it.
They take like a... You know, once upon a time they used to do it...
A tube.
With a tube. Pipe. It's very difficult. You have to really be trained.
In Corning Glass Museum or whatever, they have like a demonstration of this. Like a guy that does it and then sells
And that's the real exquisite glassware. But there was someone by the name of Bellows. He developed a bellows because he felt bad for his friends that were working so hard. You know, they have a job like that. And for 14, 15 hours a day, you're blowing into a thin glass tube. So he developed a bellows that duplicated the process, and hence the bellows is called a bellows. But amelim amol. The Gemara says amol means it's hard work. Beruach basav adam. The vessel, I mean, you can have liquid glass without wind, but it's not going to hold anything. If you want it to become a keli, to become a vessel, then it has an inside to it. It has like a part of it that could hold something, that could contain something, then air has to be blown in, and the air fills it creates like a cavity, a chasm, you know, and it blows it out until you have the glass vessel that has an inside. It's got an inside. If the inside is created by the wind of the Basav Adam, and the inside is the main part of a keli because that's what holds things. Nishpru, glass breaks. What happens if glass breaks? You don't have to throw it out. Yesh lentakani, you can fix it up. Put it back in the furnace. Put it back in the furnace, remelt it, and blow it again. So Basav Adam, flesh and blood, Shabaruka Shalakadish Baruch Hu, a person is also a big windbag. I mean, a chazal, a person's a windbag. In many places, chazal refer to a person as a windbag. But it's not complimentary in those cases. But in Ashiyatza, we call ourselves a windbag. Mikavim, mikavim, chalolim, chalolim. We're a hollow windbag. Reifer kabosim, afli lasos. It's a pella, it's a wonder that the wind doesn't come out of us. You know, we have so many holes in us. And life stays inside of us, we thank God for it. So we're a bunch of windbags. And God created us. And we're not glassware. So Basav Adam, Shabaruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Alakas Kama V'Kama, that you could melt it down and then reconstruct it. So here the Kal V'Chomer seems to have two parts. Number one, the Ruach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is definitely much more capable, to use the words, kaviyachol, at brings, you know, at creating a vessel than the ruach of a person. And the ruach of a person creates something, how good is that thing going to be? It's limited. And even though the ruach of a person, when he creates something, it has its limitations, still you could melt it down and recreate it. So you see that despite the limitations of a vessel that's man-made, it could still be perpetuated and on again and again and again and again and again. So there's an element of everlastingness by something that was created by the wind of a person, which is by its nature limited. So Kal V'Chomer, if something's created by the wind of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which there's no limits, it's going to go on forever.
Is that how we learned that Chias HaMeisim?
Yes, that's Chias HaMeisim.
Could you take that Kal V'Chomer and apply it to other things?
For example?
In a sense of takana, like a person that could be misake.
Tshuva.
Yeah.
The Kal V'Chomer just applies to our spirit, not our body. Who says that the body can be...
Why? The glass is body. Yeah, but the ruach makes the body. Just like the wind of the person makes the glass vessel. It's the wind that makes the vessel into a vessel. Mm-hmm. And it's the wind of God that makes the person into a vessel. Rashi says that Nishiva Rabbi Shmuel, when they said this, that it's not an independent thing. They said this is what the daughter of Caesar said to her father.
You see that it's like another...
Right, there's two versions of what she said to her father. Or maybe she said both.
It says over here it's a different version.
Okay. So if I'm doing good? I'm going to mean a little bit. I mean, so we're back to the men again. That no good Nick. That worthless men. He's worthless.
It's the same one?
Well, the first men was in the time of...
What?
Mm-hmm.
The men is a Dookie, vegetarian, Rasta Holiday. He doesn't believe in the oral Torah.
He puts himself in another category, totally, completely.
We did that the first day, didn't we?
No. The first day was a group of Minim, the Esther, and Gamlio. And this is Rabbi Ami, who did not live in the time of Rabbi Gamlio. It's a different Min. Before we talk about a group of Minim, the Esther, and Gamlio. I'm going to have Minim, Rabbi Ami. Ami, so you say, Vaito, you say, Shechri Chai, because we don't believe in that. It's interesting, he also puts the word Shechri before Chai. Vavi Afro. The dust for Afra Mikachai. So the min is mimicking the Kesar. The min is mimicking the Kesar. Same words. Amalei, Rabbi Ami said back, Emshalacha, Masha Lamada Vidaima. Lamada Vidaima, Lamelech was Avadam, a king of flesh and blood. Shamala Vadav, he tells his servants, Lachu, go out. Ubanuli Paltar and Gedailim, build me a big palace. B'makom she'en mayim v'afar, in a place where you won't find any water or any dust. Could you imagine? That means no water, none, garnished, no dust. Halchu.
What exists like that?
Nothing. So he's saying a mashal. Halchu, they went. Ubano, he's telling them in this. He said, once upon a time there was a king that told his subjects, go build me a palace in a place where there's no dust and water. They did it. Halchu banu, I say. They built it, liyamim, naflu. It fell, of course it fell.
Well, how'd they make it if there was nowhere to build it?
I don't know. Amalehem, chizu, go back, ubenu, I say, and build it, b'makom she'yesh afar ha'mayim. I mean, that's the point, Michal.
What's the point?
That you can't. Chazu, go back, liyamim is days past. It fell. Amalehem, tell them, chizu, ubenu, go back and build. I say it, but makom sheyesh afar ha'mayim. Amalei, ain't any chaylam. We can't. We failed. We can't. We're not good. We can't. Kos aleim, he got angry at them. Amalei, when you tell them, but makom sheyein mayim va'afar benisim, you're able to build. It didn't last, but you built it. Aksha sheyesh mayim va'afar, alakas kama v'kama. Amish. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates a person from nothing. Mamish nothing. There is nothing about the original drop that the person's created from that suggests that there's any potential for building anything. Building a person from that drop is the same as building a palace where there's no offer in mind. Rashi's Tupshatim. Well, yeah, there's two pshatim to this mashal. One is that Rav Ami was referring to the creation of the person. The person is created from nothing. And the second pshat, which I think the second pshat fits the Gemara better, is we're talking about the creation of the entire world. The entire world was created, Yeshmei Ayin, was created from absolutely nothing. Hashem created the world, and when he created the world, there was no water and there was no offer. Why is that pshat more appropriate for the words of the Gemara? Because a person is created from something, a drop. So according to the second, the advantage the second pshat has over the first pshat. Look in the Gemara.
Well, there it says he was referring to when the king said that...
So Kal v'chomer you can create from a dead person.
No, but when he said go to a place and build it where there's no water and dust, he meant there's no water and dust like to make building materials like bricks.
No, there's no place for it to be. Building materials, get building materials.
How do you make a mushroom that doesn't even make sense? How can you... And then it says they actually build it.
You ask me a question, now I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
How did God create the world?
God is God. This is a king of flesh and blood. It says...
Right.
So he's not God. He can't do that.
It's not even him. It's his workers. They did it.
Exactly. So
They did it.
So how'd they build it?
Doesn't matter. If they'd be able to do it. Let me ask you a question. They can't. But let's say they were able to build it, it just didn't stand.
Okay.
How did they do
it?
They built it on the store. No, you're mixing up the building materials with the place. And they built it.
That's what it says right here.
No, it says to build it in a place where there's no dust and water. Don't give me that, please. Build it in a place where there's no dust and water. Let's say they did it. You can't understand how they did it. No one could understand, but they did it. If they could do that, so it's a Kava Karma, they could build in a place where there is Afra Mayim. That's the point of the Mashal. We don't understand how God created the world. We don't understand how God created a person. But what we do understand is that it's obvious that if God created the world, and he did, and it's obvious that if he created a person, and he did, so Tchias HaMesim is not a challenge for us. It's a Kava Karma. And that's the Mashal. He's not explaining in the Mashal how they did it. He's saying, it's a fact, they did it. Don't ask how. Now they say, we can't do it in the place of Mayim and Afri. Of course he's going to get angry at them.
Why did they refuse the second time?
Because that's the Mashal. It's just like the Minim. The Minim say, oh, God can't do it.
Oh, is God the work? The workers are God?
The workers are the stupid.
No, you're asking a very, very insightful question. The workers are not God. The king is telling the workers to go do Tchias HaMesim. Because God doesn't do Tchias HaMesim. We do Tchias HaMesim. God creates us, and he gives us the God-given ability for us to Tchias HaMesim. There's a pasuk in the Torah. V'yitzer elokim resa adam afar min adama. And God created man, dust from the ground. The word v'yitzer has two yuds in it. Vav yud yud tzadak resh. Rashi brings Chazal. Why does the word V'yitzer have two yuds in it? It's V'yitzer, you know. Just put in one yud. And then Rashi says, by the animals, it says V'yitzer also, and only has one yud over there. So it's not fair, we have an extra yud. So Rashi explains, because when God created a person, God knew that he's going to do a sin, he's going to commit a sin, and he's going to die, and he's going to have to be recreated. So God, when he created Adam HaRishon, he created within him the ability to die and be recreated. That's why he has two yuds. And that's Mamish Damasha. Eli Yashkeach for that. That's Mamish Damasha. The king told the servants to go do it because God doesn't do Tchias HaMesim, we do Tchias HaMesim. Mm-hmm. Of course, we can't do Tchias HaMesim on our own. We're empowered by the king to do it, but it's there inside of us. That's why the Mashal is that the workers did it.
I thought it was just that we have the opportunity to be alive on people that are.
No, we do it.
We do it also.
We do it. We're building our Tchias HaMesim. We do it. V'miyat HaMaimin, and you don't believe that God could do it? I'll show you that God could do it. Say the Bikkur, go out to the valley.
You're talking up.
This is Rabbi Ami. Go out to the valley. Ray Akbar, and take a look at a certain weasel, a mouse, a weasel. It's a rodent.
Squirrel.
Around. Shayim. Today, Chetzi Basar v'Chetzi Adam. You're going to see the half of its body is flesh, and the other half of the body is dirt. It's half and half. Lamachar, and then you go tomorrow. Hishritz. It's going to develop as a sheretz. Hishritz means develop as a in its rodent stage.
Sheretz
is like a rodent. It's a form. A rodent is a form of sheretz. Yeah, it's going to crawl out. Vanasa kuli basar, and it's going to become basar. Now, that means that there's an animal in our world that Hashem put here, and we can actually see the process. Of dirt turning, it's a rodent here, of dirt turning to flesh. Afar, we could see it. Dirt could turn to flesh. We could mama see it.
Is there actually an animal like that?
Shema Temel is Man Meruba, and maybe you say it takes a long time. So, you know, that means that Kaddish Barker could do it, but it takes a long time, so Tzkiyas HaMesim won't be instant. Which is not true, because Tzkiyas HaMesim is instant. Alolahar, go up in the mountain. Where A and C, Shayim, Ein Be'el Achilas, and Echad. There's only one creepy crawly creature. Called a kilozum, but yeah.
One kilozum.
Yeah, in this case it means a creepy crawly creature. It's like a wormy creature, a bug, a rodent, a varmint. A lamachar, and then go up tomorrow, Yeduk Shaman, when the rain comes down, this molecule of Zionist. There you go. So you see it's instantaneous. A certain kind of, Rashi says it is. It's a certain kind of wormy creature that comes out of the sea once every 70 years. And in this case, it emerged from the mountain. He said that the rain that comes down, it gets filled with all these worms, these creatures that come out. And they all, you know, Hashem could mamish make life come right away. Okay, so what do you want to talk about? Which point do I say we have to get back to?
Why we go through tunnels is one thing. He said for the end.
What he was saying, there's a pain.
Why what?
Well, the answer to that question, why the tunnels? The Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Le'olam Haba. All of Klal Yisrael, all of Yisrael, has a portion to Olam Haba. And the Mishnah brings a Raya from a Pasuk in Yeshaya. And the Pasuk is, Va'amei Kulam Tzadikim, in your nation they're all Tzadikim, Le'olam, for all eternity, Yeshu, they will inherit Eretz, the land. And the Mepharshim, they point out here that, you know, the Pasuk shot in this Pasuk is the Klal Yisrael is going to get Eretz Yisrael. I make all my nation, Kulam Tzadikim, all righteous, they're going to inherit Eretz. What is Eretz? Eretz Yisrael. And the truth is that is the shot in the Pasuk. Because Baruch Hu created everything in this world, everything, with a parallel to a spiritual twin. You ever heard the concept of twin cities? You know, the twinning of cities, like they take New York and they twin it with Cologne, and they take...
Everything in this world has a twin in this world, or...
No, in the spiritual realm.
Cologne is twinned with New York?
I think Cologne is twinned with Dayton, Ohio. How do I know that? You wonder how I know that? Because I was in Dayton, Ohio one summer teaching, and there's a whole group of kids from Cologne that came to Dayton to visit. And it's interesting because, you know, we were just there for 3 weeks. Dayton, Ohio, there's no yeshivas. There's a day school, but it's not a day school on the standard of Bishyakov or Cheder. As far as a shul, there's not a lot going on there. And these Israeli kids came from Israel, and they went to America, and they weren't exposed to any Yiddishkeit. There was a Jewish group that brought them in, and the only Yiddishkeit that they were exposed to, they were in New York. There's a lot of Yiddishkeit in New York. The only Yiddishkeit they were exposed to was a group of Tel Shishir Bachram in Dayton, Ohio. They happened to be there for a program, learning with a few people in Dayton. We were brought in to learn with them. And this was their Judaic experience. It was the only Judaic experience they had in their own trip. Dayton, Ohio was awesome. It was awesome. We had a Seder with them. And then the rabbi of Shul spoke to them about Judaism. It was beautiful. We took their addresses and we wrote to them. That's a shkacha. That's a shkacha. Twinning of cities. The Gemara in Makos says Yerushalayim is twinned. There's a pasuk, Yerushalayim habenuya. Yerushalayim is built. Ki'ir shechubra lo yachtov. It's a city, shechubra. Chubra means it has a chaver. What's a chaver? A friend, a chibur. Chibur means an attachment. Chibuk means the hug. Kabilah. Tie something up in a bundle, if you go with this. Yerushalayim la'yachtav. Yerushalayim has another city, which is tied up in a bundle, which is its friend, which is hugging it together. blade of grass has a spiritual friend. Each and every blade of grass has a malach appointed over it that he hits the grass and says, "Grow!" My great uncle, my wife's great uncle, Reb Shraga Fava Mendelwitz, he would teach sometimes on the grass. You know, he'd like to go out and see the Bernishlam's Bria. He'd love to see the Bernishlam's Bria. The skyscrapers he hated. He detested skyscrapers because he says that they block out a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. He used to daven by the window, which most people don't.
I mean, you're not allowed to daven by
the window. Well, he did. And he used to look out the window when he davened. And someone asked him after davening, he said, "Reb Favel, how can you always looking out when you're davening?" And he said to one of his Tamidim, he says, "He thinks I'm looking out. I'm looking in." You're allowed to daven by a window if you're looking in. You're just not allowed to daven by a window when you're looking out. Okay, I don't know. Halakha l'maisa, I don't want to... You don't pass on halakha some story. Okay? Halakha l'maisa, you should not daven by a window. But he was looking in. And he'd sit on the grass and everybody said, "Was Bria." And what's now known as Muncie. But it was nothing like it then. You know, then was, you know...
So
there was
nice.
Nothing there. There was nothing. There was nothing there. It was a Shagafai with a few Tamidim and some Hicks.
How long ago was this?
There were Hicks in their 40s, early 40s.
That's a long time ago.
And you see a bucker ripping out a piece of grass. You know, you sit on the grass. What do?
You rip out the grass.
And he'd say, he'd tell this chazal that every blade of grass is a malach on top of it that says grow. And he says, the malach says grow, and you say no, you know. Do you know what you're doing when you're ripping out a piece of grass? The Malach says, "Vax," and du sagst nein. You know what I mean? No, Malach. What?
It sounds very in English.
Well, he didn't say it in English.
He said, "Go say that."
"Vax," du sagst nein. Du sagst das nein. And you say, nein, no. Right, nicht. Du sagst nicht. Du sagst nicht. That's right. Right. David HaMelech says a pasuk. We say this pasuk very often. Someone tell me when we say this. Lule Hamanti, Leros Betuv Hashem. David HaMelech says, I didn't believe that I was going to see the taiva, the good of Hashem. Be'eretz Achayim, in the land of life. Pasuk Pshat, it's talking about Eretz Yisrael. He was driven out of Eretz Yisrael. Who drove David out of Eretz Yisrael? Shaul. Shaul and Dayeg, you know, they drove him out. So David said, I didn't think I was ever going to come back. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Achayim, the land of the live ones. What does that mean? The Mefarshim say, because Eretz Yisrael's parallel is Eilam Haba. It's parallel to everything. What's Eretz Yisrael's parallel? Eretz Yisrael's parallel is Eilam Haba. Any pasuk that talks about Eretz Yisrael is also talking about Eilam Haba. And that's why Eilam Haba is in the Torah. That's one of the Tzurutzim of the Barbanel. Eretz Yisrael is in the Torah. And Eretz Yisrael is in the Torah, Eilam Haba is in the Torah. It's there. Because every single time it talks about Eretz Yisrael, it's talking about Eilam Haba. But you don't know it. You think it's only talking about Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because the same way that you can't see Eilam Haba, then you can't see when the Torah is talking about it. But it is. And not only is it, there's no place in the Torah that's not talking about Eilam Haba. Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Eilam Haba, and that's why Eretz Yisrael is different than any other place. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Achayim. Eretz Yisrael is a place that Avira Da'ara Machkim. The Gemara Nedarim says that Tamid Chacham, when they came up to Eretz Yisrael, Avira Da'ara Machkim, that they had Chachma in Eretz Yisrael. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, there was no Chachma. One of the Amorayim, he came to Eretz Yisrael and he fasted Tanaisim to forget all the learning that he learned, all the learning that he learned before he came to Eretz Yisrael. Because Avir the Eretz Machim, Eretz Yisrael is Chachma. Chachma is Begematria. Chacham is Begematria 65, which is the Gematria of Chaim. Chacham and Chaim. 68. They're both 68. Huh. Right?
Yeah.
Ches is 8. Chaf is 20. That's 28.
You say Chachma or
Chacham? Chacham is Mem. It's 68. Chaim, Ches, Yud, 28. Mem, 68. Chachma is Hakayim. If you, you know, Chacham is Chayim, Chachma is Hakayim. If you want to be technical, if you want to get technical on me. Because what's life? Life is basking in the wisdom of a Kadosh Baruch Hu forever. That means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, just bestowing wisdom on us forever, that we can be together with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we can understand Him. Chacham, Chayim, Eretz Chayim, Abir Eretz, Ara Machkim. Eretz Yisrael is the place of Chokhmah, Eretz Yisrael is the place of life, and Eretz Yisrael is the place with Chiyas HaMesim, where people get up and live forever. It has to take place in Eretz Yisrael, it can't take place anywhere else.
Dobre Vietcha. Why does it hurt them when they roll through the grave?
They need a tikkun. It's a tikkun. When it's being buried, they need to go through something to stage that they have to go through to be roy to come out of Eretz Yisrael.
Can I answer your question about
the tunnels?
About what?
No, because he asked, why does it have to be through tunnels? Why can't they just appear in Eretz
Yisrael? No, it's a process.
So it has to be this process.
What are they being misaking this for? What's going on?
Everybody has things to be misaki.
What's misaki?
There's some chutzlaurits and then it has to be taken out of it before they come.
Why is anybody recording this shit?
You have to become Eretz Yisrael
because... You guys stop
it? I listen to it whenever I get my hands on this thing.
Madre, it's a bad madrig to be attached to chutzlaurits.
Actually between...
People are chutzlaurits aren't attached to chutzlaurits. They're not doing anything
wrong. Listen to this whole thing.
They don't have this problem. They were people that were it's an insurmountable challenge. But you know, if I saw it by anybody, I saw it by my Rebbe, Rebbe Gifter. He was not in Kutzlar. So remind me tomorrow. I'll tell you stories.
Why aren't you?
A couple stories about it. You'll see what it means to be in Kutzlar and not be in Kutzlar.
Yeah, but I don't want to go up and then come back down. Shower?
How is being misaki? What's happening?
Who are these guys? Who am I talking to? I
have
to
go up.
I'm going to go up and come back down.
Who, Brian's?
Yeah. Brian is... Shit. He's not going at all.
I mean, but he's usually in the shir.
Yeah, he is.
Brian's in the shir. Anybody that's not in the shir, I would really appreciate if they don't send a recorder. The only exception I'm making is Dolby because he's my nephew.
Dolby's
my nephew.
Yep. How are you his nephew?
Wait, I'm your nephew also?
You're a son.
What?
What does that mean? Yeah. Dolby's what?
You're your son?
You were upgraded.
It's complicated.
How?
That's
through an aunt.
It's through his aunt. He's.
Through his aunt.
That's not a real nephew.
It's real like anything. Are you kidding?
How come three people
it's real.
Because they're in the shir.
Wait, how's it? What's the tickle? What's the tickle? How's it hurt his body?
Because I don't know.
He's feeling it actually?
It's from my mother's side.
Your mother then.
So I'm Hillel's brother.
If he figures it out, you can tell him, but you can't tell him.
No.
I'm Hillel's brother, a cousin.